Gotcha, and welcome, big welcome, to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. First this week, an updated version of the old Ellington Warhorse, Rocking in Rhythm. One of my fave Ellington upbeat compos, aptly titled Rocking in Rhythm. Nothing, however, can quite match the full Ellington Band's version of the song, but this April 98 version, recorded for Steeplechase Records, is a very welcome addition to the long list of covers. Guitarist Dave Stryker is the leader and gives that gentle intro, together with Bruce Barth piano, Jay Anderson bass and Adam Nussbaum drums. They set the groove for us, and then kapow, the horns join in, Brian Lynch trumpet, Steve Slagle alto, Clark Gayton trombone, Bob Parsons' baritone. Just in case you're still not fully awake, here's Rassan Roland Kirk, live and funky and raw and different. Thank you. title song from a 32 jazz album released in 99, although the recording is from July 69 in New York. Volunteered Slavery, with a little help from the Beatles' Let It Be later on. The original LP, which was on Atlantic, was, together with a 1971 LP called Black Nuss, was Kirk's most commercially orientated album, so they both contain a few current hits of the day, but it didn't give Roland Kirk that breakthrough hit he was hoping for. But it was certainly entertaining, and Kirk plays a mixture of instruments, many simultaneously, as was his way, tenor flute, nose flute, manzello, stritch, gong, whistle, and he also sings. Incidentally, it was the Roland Kirk Spirit Choir on background vocals, plus Charles McGee, trumpet, Dick Griffin, trombone, Ron Burton, piano, Vernon Martin, bass, and I think Jimmy Hobbs, drums. Better cool it down a bit. Only a bit, though.
Thank you.
And I'm sure you recognised the Miles Davis compo, The Theme, based on I Got Rhythm. And Miles would often end his sets with a short statement from this song, seldom the whole song. Here, the theme is taken at full speed and given a thorough workout by pianist Denny Zetlin. Recorded live at the December 2016 edition of his annual solo piano recitals at the Piedmont Piano Company in Oakland, California. The album is called Remembering Miles, and it's all Miles's compos, or allegedly his compos, once he claimed to have written, certainly. And it's fascinating, as this album includes both versions of our theme song, Milestones. The 1947 one, that's the one we play to open-close the show every week, and it's generally recognised that actually pianist John Lewis of the Modern Jazz Quartet wrote it, and the 1958 version, where Miles introed his modal approach to jazz. Back to 64 now, and it's Bob's Blues.
Thank you very much. That was a little thing we call Bob's Blues.
And that's from a recent Fresh Sound album of a gig in February 64 at the famous jazz club The Lighthouse, Hermosa Beach, California. So many fantastic live recordings have been made there over the years. I'm sure you'll remember all those Howard Rumsey Lighthouse All-Star recordings, for instance. This time, it's the Bill Perkins and J.C. Hurd Quintet. Perkins tenor here on the Oliver Nelson compo Bob's Blues, and baritone on some of the other songs. J.C. Hurd drums. Frank Strasseri piano, Jim Hugart bass, and a special guest, Joe Paz guitar. Feeling in a guitarish mood this week, but a very different style to Joe Paz coming up. Recorded at Inglewood Cliffs, New Jersey, by Rudy Van Gelder in August 59. The resultant prestige LP was called Enough Said, with guitarist Bill Jennings as the leader. The song we've just heard, It's Alvin Again, didn't make the cut for that prestige LP, having said that, but did come out on the sister label Status LP, Guitar Soul. And it's also on this Fresh Sound CD, which includes all of Bill Jennings' recorded output on Prestige. Brother Jack McDuff was on the Hammond B3, and Jack wrote It's Alvin Again. Wendell Marshall bass and It's Alvin Again, Alvin Johnson drums. Jennings is an underrated guitarist. All his work is outstanding. By the way, he played left-handed. No, that's not that unusual, but he played a right-handed guitar upside down. Pianist Gerald Clayton's coming up. Yes, a very quiet start to Gerald Clayton's own song, Love All Around. It's from a 2009 MRC CD called Two Shade. The liner notes very helpfully define Two Shade for us. Quote, a single colour created when two colours are fused, not to be confused with two shades. Unquote. So there you are. Joe Saunders bass, Justin Brown drums. Back to Paris in 56 for a mix of American expats and locals. Thank you. The classic Romberg Hammerstein gem, Softly as in a Morning Sunrise. That's from a Paris September 56 recorded Philips LP called Jazz on the Left Bank. It's a sextet, with no one seemingly wanting to be called the leader, although bragging rights could be said to be shared by trombonist Billy Byers and pianist Marshall Solal, as they not only played on this record, but did all the arrangements as well. Dick Mills trumpet, William Bukaya baritone complete the front line, and in the rhythm section, Wes Icken from Holland and bebop pioneer Kenny Clarke on drums. And he, Kenny, had already made Paris his home for 2 years by this recording date in 56, as had Billy Byers, in fact, well, a year later in his case. Time for Ellington. It's a drum feature, and it's the first two parts of a three-part mini-suite. We'll be right back. And that's from Duke Ellington's Columbia LP called Festival Session, recorded at Columbia's famous, but sadly long gone, 30th Street studio in New York in September 59. There were two three-part songs, Dual Fuel and Idiom, on this LP. Dual Fuel, and Dual is spelt D-U-A-E-L. As far as I can tell, a nonsense made-up word. Dual Fuel was a drum feature for two drummers, Sam Woodyard and Jimmy Johnson, in stereo. They alternate, and that leads into riffs by six trumpets, three trombones and two tenors. I played you the first two parts of Dual Fuel, as both were short. I just ran them together. Part three, by the way, is the inevitable drum battle, friendly drum battle. All three parts were co-written by Ellington and his star trumpeter, Clark Terry. Incidentally, regular bassist Jimmy Woody hadn't been told of the unusually early start for the recording session. And although his bass arrived on time, he didn't. So the ever-affable Quentin Butter Jackson put down his trombone and played bass on Dual Fuel, all three parts. Next, it's pianist Orrin Evans.
Thank you.
And that's on a very varied crisscross CD called Listen to the Band. The lineup varies from piano solo, as on that wonderful ballad There Is a Quiet Place, the song we've just heard, up to the full band of six, tenor, soprano, trumpet, piano, bass, drums. Wonderful album throughout, recorded in Brooklyn, New York, June 99. Let's throw some R&B-flavoured jazz onto the turntable. That song was In the Wee Hours, apart from the time of night, no relation to In the Wee Small Hours. That was recorded in Cincinnati, December 58. The leader on his Hammond organ is Bill Doggett. He always played for dancers at gigs and carried on that style in the studio recordings for King Records, of which he made many. Clifford Scott was on alto, Ray Felder tenor, Floyd Johnson baritone and tenor, Billy Butler guitar, Edwin Connolly bass and Shep Shepherd drums. Next up, it's the Fats Navarro song, Dance of the Infidels.
Thank you.
Recorded August 2010 in Union City, New Jersey, under the leadership of tenor man Tim Mayer for Jazz Legacy Records. First time we've featured him as a leader, I think. There's a bass quartet on all of the songs, all 10 of them. And then no less than 9 guests who pop in and out of various songs. The bass quartet is Mayer on tenor, as we already know, George Cable's piano, Desron Douglas bass, and Willie Jones III drums, plus a solitary guest on Dance of the Infidels, Michael Deese on tenor trombone. It's time for our closers, I'm afraid. I only found this cheapy album a few weeks back. It has the intriguing title of Ray Charles Meets Dizzy Gillespie, live at the Montreux Jazz Festival, July 78. Odd how this recording seems never to have been picked up by a major label. Still, gift horses and all that. And yes, it is relatively poor recording quality. All the liner notes are by someone called Ole, and he dedicates this CD to his father, Reinhardt, with a quote, "Hopefully, it'll be of help against his depressions," unquote. We can only hope that, Ole. As it was the Montreux Jazz Festival, Ray is joined by some members of his regular band, plus some of the other stars from the festival, having finished their sets, and they all join in together. It's Ray piano, David Fathead Newman tenor, Hank Crawford also tenor, Kenny Burrell guitar, George Duvivier bass, and Mickey Roker drums. And yes, Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, of course. We're going to hear part of Ray's original song, Blues Jam in F, and then I'm going to lead that into the well-known Ray combo, Hallelujah, I Love Her So. Thank you.
tell you about a girl I know. She is my baby and she lives next door. Every morning for the soup, fill my coffee in my favorite cup. That's why I'm going out. Since she told me so, that's why I know. Hallelujah, I love her so. Now if I call her on the telephone and tell her that I'm all alone, by the time I count for one to four, I hear her.
All right now.
In the evening.
Ray and Diz at Montreux, see us out this week. Hope you've had fun, and equally hope you'll be back again next week, same time, same place, for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Until then, please take care. Be well.